Welcome to Nerdy for 30, the podcast where we talk about nerdy-ish things for 30-ish minutes. My name is Kevin Bauer. With me, as always, my co-host, Tim Keck. Today, we are bringing you back in for a little bit of a review preview. This is the first one of these we've done in 2023. We're going to change it up a little bit. Today, for the review preview, instead of just talking through the movies that we've seen this month, we're going to rank them. We're going to tell you which of these we think is better than which of the other ones. So today, we'll be ranking the movies Megan and Avatar, The Way of Water. I think I know my ranking right away, Tim.
And I want this to be clear. This is going to be a running ranking for the year.
Yes.
For 2023, we are going to be ranking the review preview bonus pods. We're going to be ranking every movie we've seen this year, putting them in order. I don't care how far out and ridiculous they are. We're going to watch whatever wins the Oscar, and I'm going to compare it to Megan. I don't care. And we're going to have that discussion, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. I think it's a little more complicated. I feel like I'm a little more torn on which one's better, to be honest.
How?
The more I've thought about Avatar, it's like building a whole world. We saw it in like 3D. It was on the big screen. I mean, the technology's incredible. I think I'm becoming like an Avatar stan.
No,
I don't want to watch it again.
No, Tim.
But the idea of Avatar is really growing on me a lot. I'm thinking about it more.
Back to back, your statements were, I think I'm becoming an Avatar stan. And immediately, I don't want to watch it again.
That's how I feel.
That says something about the franchise when the stands don't want to watch it again.
I think Megan needs some retooling before I watch it again. That's what I'd say. I think if an R version comes out, I'm there. If it doesn't, I don't know if I'm going to be rushing out to watch this one again. If there's a sequel, I think I'll definitely be there for it. I don't know what our requirements are. We're kind of figuring this out. If Megan 2 comes out, I'm running to the theater. If Avatar 2 comes out, we're reluctantly going for the podcast, right? Maybe that's all we need to know about this.
I think that's
But just one to one, I think Avatar 2 is probably a better movie.
I genuinely don't think it is. Beyond any, like, there's no hyperbole here. There's no like ironic attachment to the movie Megan. I think the movie Megan is a genuinely great movie. I think it's incredibly subtle. I don't even know if we talked enough in the episode we did on it about just how good a job it did really subtly selling this idea of the dangerous effects of having children form these strong attachments.
Just stop it right there. The dangerous effects of having children.
Look, you don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they befriend a murder doll. Could happen. Happen in Megan.
It is. I mean, it's really a real pro-choice stance, right? Because you can see how out of whack this woman's life was when an unexpected child came into it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
With some more, you know, she didn't have access to planning. I mean, there was no alternatives for her. And it really just like screwed up her whole life. So, you know, there's just I think you're right. There's a lot of different metaphors and things we can dissect for Megan. You're right. It's Megan. I'm just trying to make the case. I'm trying to make the case. All right. The underwater scenes in Megan were trash. You have to go with me there. You have to agree.
So one ratings category is just who had the better underwater scenes.
Who was best underwater? Who had the prettiest trees?
Ooh.
All right. Who had the best CGI?
Both questions there. I got to ask about the neighbor in Megan. I'll keep it spoiler free just in case people haven't seen Megan yet. But, you know, the next door neighbor did a lot of work on her hedges, a lot of work on the yard.
That's true.
She's using some bad chemicals to do it, but she's getting results.
We saw in the trailer, there's a whole scene with her in the woods. Mm-hmm. So that's like, you know. Yeah, there's trees in Megan too. Okay, so the trees is a toss-up. I think water still has Avatar beat. And this is the bar that I'm going to be establishing for every movie this year is how are the water scenes? You know, I feel like a while ago I was trying to come up with a standard barometer for like how good a restaurant was. And all the questions were like, do they have napkins? Yes or no? You know, because that's a big problem. You go to a restaurant, you're like going to a wing place and they don't have enough napkins. And you're just like, they're like an idiot with hands covered in wing sauce, because I'm a two-hand wing eater, and I'm not. That's a lie. I eat with wings with one hand so I can shake with the other.
I was
that's
like,
a goddamn
what are you
lie.
Talking
it
about?
Was a joke,
why
and I couldn't even
deceive them.
Do it with a straight face. My boys in Countdown County know me from Wing Night, baby, representing Long Doggers. We're going all the way this year. We're going to state. And I will shake everyone's hand on the way.
The only time I've ever seen you eat wings with two hands is when you had a separate wing in each hand, at least.
One wing, one hand. That's how I agree. They call me. That's how I was brought up. That's how I was raised. eat with the left, shake with the right, as my boy T-Dut would say. It's good. Yeah. I mean, oh, man, you know what? I just remembered a fun take. Speaking of shout outs, I wanted to shout out my boy Corey, because he reminded me of Avatar, an apt Avatar comparison, which I'm curious if you'd follow at all, which is Avatar is like the Wheel of Time book series. Have you ever read it? You've read Wheel of Time?
I haven't read it, but I'm familiar with it.
You're familiar with this. This is like a fantasy thing. It's like held up as like some of like the best like modern fantasy writing from Robert Jordan. But this is the kind of fantasy where it doesn't, the story's cool, but they spend every detail describing, like, if they walk through a forest, it's not just they walk through a forest. It's like the trees were brown and the bark was beautiful and each leaf fell like it's a beautiful, unique snow. They describe everything, you know, they can't just have a stew. It's like a hearty stew. It's whatever. Like, they spend so much time describing the details that it makes it like a difficult read. And I thought that there was some overlap there, because my boy Corey loves Avatar, loves Wheel of Time. And I think there's like an overlap between this like high fantasy of just like the over descriptive nature of this and like seeing all the detail, just wanting to know everything, every aspect about a world. I thought it was a fun comparison. Again, I haven't finished Wheel of Time. It was too boring for me. I was actually talking to someone the other day who's like, yeah, I just space out and skip whole paragraphs, but it's great. He's like, I'm reading it again. God. I love it, but I just skip. I skim things, because you can't, you know, you can't actually just sit and watch it all. I feel like that's how I think of Avatar.
Why? What kind of half-assed commitment to a series? The Wheel of Time is like what, like 36 books long? It's like absurdly
it's like 12
long,
books,
right?
And Brandon Sanderson had to write the last four because Robert Jordan died.
Yeah, died of boredom from writing these books.
You know how many years? You know how many years describing forests took off his life?
He's aging like a president.
Poor guy, like a prune.
He didn't even need to set a timer when he was writing for the day. He just stopped when his hair grew to the length of the paper he was writing on. It usually took about 90 minutes.
Poor guy.
I pulled a quick stat. I want to get your opinion on this stat. Right now, you're trying to decide if Avatar is a better movie than Megan. I looked at the budgets, Tim. The budget for Megan, $12 million. The budget for Avatar, $250 million. I did the math on that. Megan has a 2,000% lower budget than Avatar. Do you think Avatar was a 2,000% better movie than Megan?
Not a chance. Okay. Have you seen the Rotten Tomato scores for these movies?
Oh, I haven't. Oh, I'm really curious on this.
Okay. What's the best way to do this? Do you want to guess? Do you want to guess the scores for Megan?
Guess.
How about this? Or should I give you the scores and you guess which movie it is?
Oh, I'll know that immediately. Yeah, I bet. Then you know what? I bet. Yeah, I'll know that immediately. Hit me.
Okay. 95% critics, 79% audience.
That's Avatar.
That's Megan.
No.
That's Megan.
What's that? What's Avatar?
Megan. Avatar's 77% critics, 92% audience.
No fucking way. That's goose.
Yeah.
That's goddamn goose.
That's crazy,
There's
right?
No way in hell. No.
That's insane. No. Isn't that crazy? That's wild.
There's
That's
been a mix
so
up
wild.
In the hospital. These scores we got did reversed.
We dedicated a whole episode of a podcast to just giving out Rotten Tomato scores, and like, we're already fucked. Like, these aren't even close. Dude, these are unpredictable.
You know what else screwed us? When we shared the numbers, the Rotten Tomatoes numbers on Plane, like when I sent those through to our text thread, I would have guessed, if we tried to guess for Plane, I would have guessed like a 36 critic, like a 54 audience. I don't know when the last time was you, listener, check the Rotten Tomatoes scores for Plane. It's like 79 critic, like 98 audience or something.
Is it out? Is Plane out?
Yeah. Oh, we got to go see Plane. We got to do that.
We got to do Plane. Okay, we got to pause the pod and huddle real quick and figure it out. Plane, Rotten Tomatoes, they're putting up Avatar numbers, 75, 94.
Don't you do that.
This is like Avatar good, dude. Okay, we got to go Plane. Okay, we're bumping Police Story a month and we're doing Plane.
Oh, my God.
That's the plan.
Holy shit.
That's the plan we got to, right? That's what we're doing.
I think we have to.
Easy. Easy change. Let's get into the new stuff.
Okay, so can we formally lock in that between us, Megan is a better movie than Avatar?
Okay, just us, though. The rest of the world disagrees. But Megan, our list right now is number one, Megan, number two, Avatar, Way of Water.
That makes me so mad. Oh, that makes me so mad. All right, well, what else do we have coming up? In February.
Can't even say February, you idiot. Fuck you, Kevin. February. What's in February, Kevin? Now that I made fun of you for it, I won't be able to say it. I guarantee.
Oh, God, I can't wait. Hey, come on back here for Nerdy for 30 presents February, where we are kicking it off with one.
Just flubber four times.
Flubber four times. I'm so in. If we can commit to doing a Die Hard episode every Christmas, we can commit to every February is flubber only. But the people would be mad because we are covering a movie at the beginning of February that has been requested more than any other movie that people have wanted us to do. Our RRR episode got some action on YouTube. A lot of people in the comments were asking us to do more movies by the same director. I think we're both absolutely thrilled to see more of what this director has. So at their request, we are watching Bahubali number one. That's going to be our episode for Thursday, February 2nd. By the way, we will be doing Bahubali number two. That one's coming up in March. On Thursday, February 9th, we just discovered we're going to be doing the movie Plane. I'm writing that in right now.
We have to see
if it meets the hype.
Avatar numbers, baby. Avatar hype.
It's the most confused and distracted trailer I think I've ever seen.
Plane?
Yeah, it feels like there's like four different movies happening just in that trailer.
It makes no sense. And they're leaning heavily on a guy who maybe played one of the worst like Marvel characters. I don't know. I think people liked... Luke Cage.
Yeah.
And Luke Cage as a character, I love Luke Cage. This is like one of the most boring actors I've ever seen in my life. And he was sponsored by Carhartt. That was cool. We all liked that. That was neat. That was a very neat thing that they did. As far as like his acting goes, I mean, he made Luke Cage the most lukewarm, like a glass of lukewarm milk. That's kind of what that guy was.
Watch out.
Put me to bed. Rub my tummy, pour me some milk, and get me to bed.
We're watching Plane. Mike Coulter was so good in Jessica Jones, but I'm wondering, looking back, if it's because not being the protagonist, he didn't need to carry the show as much. And especially since in the narrative of the show, we were supposed to see Jessica Jones as this very kind of like messy, like... my brain keeps coming to like street urchin, but she's just kind of, you know, like grungy, like disheveled. She's kind of like
Natasha Lyonne in the East Village.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a very like Russian doll style character. Mike Coulter in that show, by contrast, was like this stable figure. And I think it was fun to see them play off each other. And then something happened. Like the sauce was just missing from that show. Luke Cage was one of my favorite comic characters in high school. Absolutely loved him.
Amazing.
Oh, he's so good. He was basically, when I started reading the Avengers, he was basically the audience surrogate for it. And it really helped get me in. It was so fun to see his like grounded take while they were like fighting space aliens.
We got to get another one. We'll get another Luke Cage. It's only a matter of time.
God, I hope. Anyway, so Plane is dropping on February 9th. On February 16th, we're going to be talking about the new M. Night Shyamalan joint, Knock at the Cabin Door. Another one where it'll be interesting to see Dave Bautista. Dave Bautista has been saying that he's excited to get away from Marvel because he wants to do more of these dramatic acting roles. Does he have it?
I don't think anybody wants that except for Bautista. I never watched Bautista and been like, huh, but can he be more serious? What if he was less fun?
Did you see, you saw Glass Onion, right?
Yeah.
What did you think of Bautista and Glass Onion?
It was good. It was good. Yeah. I mean, that's what I want from Bautista. He's just like a cool bro. And he's like emotional. Like, he's an emotional guy. And I think he's a better actor than, I mean, if we're ranking like professional wrestling actors, you know, it's John Cena, it's Bautista, and then it's Roddy Piper, and then it's then it's The Rock. That's about it. Those are the only ones I even know about. Hulk Hogan, I guess. He's below The Rock, probably. Yeah, the only Hogan's one.
He's below The Rock for sure. Was the guy that Roddy Piper fights in They Live, was he also a wrestler? The like 10-minute long fight scene?
I don't know. They Live. I don't even know what They Live is. I know he was on, he played a wrestler on on Always Sunny, and he's great. He's so funny on it. He's Roddy Piper is.
They Live is like the Roddy Piper movie. It's John Carpenter. It's the it's insane.
Yes, I've seen it. That's the one I'm here to kick ass and chew gum.
Yeah.
I'm all out of gum.
It will make you want to put him at the bottom of that actor list, but like
I've definitely seen it. I don't remember a thing from it.
He's better than that movie. The movie's insane. Speaking of insane, on Thursday, February 23rd, we're going to be talking about Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Oh, man. I'm excited to have my eyes closed during the trailers for Plane and Knock at the Cabin Door leading up to Ant-Man. I'm going in blind to this, dude. I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm turning off my targeting computer. I don't want to know a goddamn thing going into this movie. It's going to be so good. I can't wait. I love it. I'm excited about it.
I really can't vouch for that, too. When we saw Avatar, Tim was like fully like earmuffs, blindfold. He went somewhere else in his mind.
Oh, I did. They played Guardians and Ant-Man back to back. I only heard them and barely.
It's the way those trailers were meant to be seen and heard. Tim, you got anything else?
I'm excited. I'm pumped. I think this is going to be a good month. I'm excited for February. We have a lot of good plans for March, and I can't wait. Way to kick off the year. Way to kick off the pod. Can't wait, Kevin. Can't wait. You got any predictions? What's going to be the best movie next month?
Best movie next month. I like that prediction. Yeah. Here. Next month, I think it's going to be Bahubali. I think so. Everybody, it's the most requested movie in the comments on the RRR episode. It sounds like, I know it's the first half of two movies, but like, it sounds like it's just awesome. I mean, I think I'm going to come out of that just being like a total stan of that director.
Yeah, I think that's probably the safe. Well, God, and I tell you what, I'm pulling for Ant-Man, you know, no diss to Bahubali, but I hope Ant-Man is the best. I hope Ant-Man is amazing.
You think Ant-Man can put down Plane?
The runaway plane? God, I hope so. I hope for Ant-Man's sake it can. God damn it. I want Ant-Man to be amazing. I'm ready to get I'm ready to, you know, shit my pants and slap my face and just get taken to the quantum realm, you know? Have a good time.
Aren't we all? Thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Review Preview for the month of January and February. We will see you back here next week with Bahubali.
Bahubali.
Till then, stay nerdy. Bye.
Stay nerdy. Bye. How many Kangs does Bahubali have? We're going to find out.
Ooh.
We'll see.